You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to this Sunday's Irish Racing Podcast on October the 1st. Of course, it's Ark Day predominantly over in Shaughnessy, and I do actually think the Irish have got a very strong chance of landing that prize, particularly with Alder St George. I think he's good each way value around about 10-1 this morning off the back of several good performances on the speed figures so far this season. The softer ground, the better for him. Talking of soft ground, well, we've got heavy ground over in Tipperary where we're concentrating on the action this afternoon. And we've got some good graded fare as well for you at 3:25 and 4 o'clock predominantly for the hurdlers. And we also got some good handicaps scattered around the track as well. And of course, early on, we've got three races on the flat for you, culminating in a very good Concord Stakes, Group 3 at 2:50. So plenty of decent horses on show here this afternoon under both codes.
Race 1.
And we begin with the first race at 1:50, which is a two-year-old contest over 1 mile 1. And it goes without saying, this is going to take some getting for the youngsters over a distance that not many have tried. So we're looking at horses that have shaped quite well on their debuts and at least have shown a propensity to go on the heavy ground. And the number one choice for me would be Lucius Tiberius from the Aidan O'Brien stable. I thought this horse caught the eye in no uncertain terms first time out in quite a decent contest down in Garran Park behind a horse of Sheila Lavery's, who's been quite consistent, called Quizzical. Back in second with Sir Jack Thomas, who's advertised the form subsequently. And I thought this colt by Camelot shaped as though he'd really come on for the experience as well. He was badly drawn on the outside and he got held up at the back door by Shami Heffernan, and he was looked after in the latter stage of the race. But he is bred to get further than that 7 furlongs he contested that day. And with just normal improvements, as Aidan O'Brien's horses do from one run to two, he's expected to come on in leaps and bounds and certainly show prominently in the first. Another one to mention is Clueless Hill. He wouldn't have the class of many of these, but at least he's got one run on the board on heavy ground at Lost Common behind Sebastiano Ricci, who is not a bad animal at all. So I actually think either one of those two could take this contest, but particularly Lucius Tiberius, I think he could actually turn out to be the number one choice of the Aidan O'Brien duo.
Race 2.
On to race number 2 then, which comes up at 2:20. It's a mile and one handicap. And this is quite a trappy affair. We've got three horses coming in really good order: World War, Sister Blandina, and On the Go Again. Of the three, well, Sister Blandina is the one I quite like here. She has been fairly consistent throughout the season, although a little bit frustrating in many aspects, because up until last time out at Galway, she was failing to get her head in front. But she looked as though she was in a feeling right good terms with herself when she won at Ballybrit the last day, beating On the If List by an embarrassingly easy 4.5 lengths. I love the way she travelled throughout that race. She was always going well in the hands of today's pilot, Dennis Linehan. And it was the second time that the crack apprentice had ridden this horse, so he quite clearly gets on with Johnny Murta's filly particularly well, and he gets the best out of her. And the heavy ground certainly won't inconvenience her claims. She's got some good time figures next to her name. She's drawn 8 as well, which is out from the fence, which I actually think on soft or heavy ground at Tipperary is not a bad place to be. I think On the Go Again certainly deserves a mention. He's been in great form for connections under both codes of late over hurdles at the Listowel Festival, and indeed last time out in Belliestown when we last saw him on the flat. So he's got to be a contender. But Sister Blandina, if you can get 4-1 or bigger, I think she'll definitely reward each way support there for you in race number 2.
Race number 3.
On to the last of the flat races, and the best of them as well. And two horses stand out on my speed figures here without a shadow of a doubt. And they are Silver Code and I'm So Fancy. and I'd probably suggest a two-pronged attack against the rest of the field here in what looks to be a wide-open contest. First of all, we'll deal with Silver Cold, who's improved from winning a maiden at the Curra to now contested listed races. And he's run last time at Leopardstown, even though he got beat. He's without shadow of a doubt the best one of the figures. They went an absolute mother and father of a gallop in that 7 furlong handicap, eventually won by Burnt Sugar. And we've already seen the form begin to work out quite well because horses such as Have a Nice Day, who was fourth, further down the list, Geological, Turbine, they both ran well the other night at Dundalk. To suggest this form is definitely going to stack up through the last few weeks of the flat season. The soft ground certainly wouldn't inconvenience this horse's chances because he won on bad ground at the Curra at early on in the season when he beat a horse called Snowstar from the Willie McCreary stable, and that filly's gone on to win twice subsequently. So I do think this horse is improving at a rapid rate of knots. 7 furlongs appears to be his trip, and with the yard in good form, I suggest Silver Code would be my number one choice. But I'm definitely going to have a little small saver on I'm So Fancy, who certainly made the very useful Laganor pull out all the stops down in Garen the other day. And the pair of them were 8.5 lengths clear of a horse called Wilhelmino and plenty of other good horses in that Group 3 contest down in Garen. And obviously the ground was heavy on that occasion. So dropping back to 7.5 here shouldn't really bother this horse, because she also ran well over that trip, over this course and distance the time before behind Rialtra when she got a terrible draw around the inside. So I do think Jessica Harrington's filly will go well also. So those are my two against the field there, Silver Code and I'm So Fancy in race number 3.
Race 4.
On to the first of the National Hunt Contest, coming up at 3:25, which is the big race of the day. Sisterback Hurdle, a Grade 3 contest course. Ivan Grozny took this race last year for Willie Mullins, and he's got two in this race this year, including the aforementioned Ivan Grozny and Coquin Mar, who is very much an interesting runner. Although, to be fair, Coquin Mar is probably more renowned for his exploits over further than 2 miles, so he might be a little bit vulnerable today. So therefore, it could well be that Jer's Girl comes to the table and finally posts another graded victory next to her name, because she was a very good juvenile, don't forget, when she was a dual Grade 1 winner. A little bit of a sticky wicket last season, but you often find that with the four-year-olds when they get lost in the wilderness. But she looked in good terms with herself the other day down in Roscommon on the flat when she beat the much fitter rival off the flat, Solo Saxophone, in pretty decisive fashion. And that should have teed her up perfectly for a race of this nature. The heavy ground won't inconvenience her chance, and I'm sure that Barry Geraghty has chosen right, deserting his old boy Jetski, who looks a lighter former years on the evidence of what we saw last season. So Jer's Girl, quite a confident choice down the front end of the market there in race number 4.
Race 5.
On to another graded contest, which is the Joe McNovice's Hurdle, which comes up at 4 o'clock. And this is over 2 miles. And we've got several horses here who have got decent credentials for a race of this nature, including Sayar, of course, and Willie Mullins stable. We don't really know how good he can be, given how easily he won the other day at Kilbeg. And all we know that he travelled well, got the job done, didn't beat a great day, and his time figure wasn't great. But there's every chance that he'll prove to be pretty useful in this kind of company throughout the remainder of his career. But he's got a couple of opponents who I think could give him plenty to think about, most notably Morgan, who reopposes Houses of Parliament, who beat him down in Galway. And I do think Morgan is the one to be with here, or certainly the value pick at 4-1 this morning, because he's proven on the heavy ground, and Houses of Parliament being a fast ground flat horse, I'm not necessarily sure that he'll be as effective today on the testing conditions. Gordon Ellett's charge was really impressive the other day when he cut a horse called Manella Bota ribbons down in Listowel. And given that the William Mullins team could not see that horse getting beat that day, to beat him 20 lengths certainly suggests that this horse, Morgan, is right on top of his game. So even though the weights and measures snobs will certainly suggest that he can't give the weight away, I think his ability to handle the heavy ground is going to count for more than the weights and measures here. So around about 4-1 this morning, I do think Morgan is definitely the value pick there in race number 5.
Race number 6.
On to the 4:30 then, which is a tough-looking handicap forever I saw one. But Lion in His Heart is the one I'd quite fancy here, because I saw that run the other day down in Killarney behind Lagos de Vegas is definitely the best standout form coming into this contest. And indeed, he's run the time before when he was third behind subsequent Galway hurdle winner Tigris River. Definitely comes under the closest scrutiny. But that run last time out has been advertised by the winner, Lagos de Vegas, who, of course, went to the Listowel Harvest Festival and won again. And given that this horse was right on on the shirt tails of two very much informed horses that day. A repeat of that performance should surely see Henry de Bromhead's charge banging contention here. And it is, of course, worth pointing out that this horse's only career victory came over the course and distance last year on softish ground. So Lining His Heart, available back at 13-2 top price this morning, makes plenty of each way appeal with Barry Brown on board in the fifth race.
Race 7.
On to the 5.05 then, which is a very good-looking Grade 3 contest course. It's a Like a Butterfly Novice's Chase. Rath Vinden is sure to be a very popular choice here, following his bloodless victory last time out at the Listowel Festa when he beat Three Wise Men by a long-looking 20 lengths. He was always travelling well that day in the hands of Ruby Walsh, and his ability to travel on the heavy ground is certainly going to stand him in good stead here. But he does face a couple of opponents in the shape of Conran Hastings, and particularly Potter's Point, that surely will give him much more to think about than his opponents did that day. Particularly Gordon Elliott's seven-year-old, of course, won the big race at the Listowel Festival, the Kerry National win last seen. Indeed, yeah, the form of that race has already taken instant boost because a Toy Phil, who was a well-beaten fifth, went on to win a graded race at Gowran Park yesterday. The time figure suggests that Potter's Point ran to an almighty big level on that occasion. So even though, technically speaking, at the weights, he's got a little bit to find with Rath Vinden, I do think 7-2 is a big enough lure to get involved with Gordon Elliott's charge under these conditions. So he's the choice there in the penultimate contest.
And the final race.
On to the final race then, the 5.35, and Brahma Bull has really been catching the eye so far over in Bumpers in Ireland. And that victory last time at the Listowel Festival was an absolute delight, because Hum Baby certainly made Willie Mullins' charge go through his paces in the final stages of that race. But he left Michael Horrigan's charge for dead in the latter stages, and I love the way he pulled clear, and I do like his attitude. And I do think that Hum Baby's quite a decent tool, you know, the one that he beat last time out. So it wouldn't surprise me if he continued to progress and was good enough to take this decent-looking contest before going on to much better things. So Brahma Bull, a very confident choice to round our favourite backers with a good day in the final race. Thanks very much for listening to this edition, then, of the Irish Racing Podcast. Hopefully you can join us again tomorrow. Actually, Tuesday, I beg your pardon, for when we look at Dundalk's surprise six-race programme for the evening beginning at 5.20. So until then, it's goodbye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.